listen and a hearing of things that are a vibrational match to what you already know, you see. As his conversation turns from the hopeful message that he offered that brought so many of you into the vortex into the practical, realistic message of now what he's dealing with, he's not going to be in the vortex, you see. And you won't be either as you hear it. So it is your job, it is your assignment, you can do it, to hold the vision inside the vortex, we're not kidding, and call him back in. Don't underestimate the power of your influence. When you are in the vortex and you've been thinking about these issues and you care specifically about things and you manage to get tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you're in the vortex and you are holding someone in leadership position or otherwise. It could be someone who has a disease. It could be someone who is having an experience that is out of balance on any subject. As you, from inside the vortex, hold them as your object of attention, your power of influence is enormous. And yes, then the universe will deliver to you the evidence, the rendezvous to let you know the power of your work. You'll actually have specific thoughts on specific subjects, and you'll actually hear specific commentary coming from there, and you will know unequivocally that it was your thought that brought that about and evoked that comment that the universe rendezvoused you with so that you could hear, so that you could see the fruits of your labors. In other words, you are that integrated with what's going on. And vibrationally speaking, you are casting many more votes than you are through your voting system. In other words, you have so much more power of influence. We are all in this together, you see. The thing that we are hearing from him and what he most wants people to understand, and it's sort of the reason that some of the rhetoric that he's offering is such, he wants, and it is the reason that he's saying things like, you must take responsibility, because he is understanding he cannot buck the current. He cannot buck, not by himself, but he's not by himself, is he? He's got you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And whether he is of your political persuasion or not, when you care about those in leadership positions, and you focus from your inside the vortex standpoint, you help them into clarity. You help them into alignment. You help them into their own knowledge of worthiness. You help them into good decisions. You help them into foresight. You help them into broader perspective. You help them into global humanity. You help them into uplifting more than a political party or even one nation. You help them in uplifting the world, you see. And with this person, you have someone who seeks that like never before. There has never been a politician ever, ever, who has wanted for the good of the whole like this man does. So it is only those who are not standing in that place of wanting for the whole, who are on the outside still defensive, thinking that it is a you against me world, who are standing in opposition to someone else trying to hold their security, they might not be for this person. Mm-hmm. But even more, they're not for themselves either. Mm-hmm. They're using a whole lot of excuses to hold themselves outside the vortex, and then they want to drop bombs to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice to have this opportunity to visit.
Thank you.
Now what? You're a lot of trouble, you know. So is your trouble universal expansion? So if we say to you, you're a lot of trouble, is that a compliment?
Yes.
And you, the most trouble of all. Hundreds of pages of questions.
But it's just one page I'm going for.